The blindfold is firmly tied. My consciousness is divided between the darkness that my eyes strive to penetrate and stark terror. When the blindfold is removed, the first thing my vision registers is the face of the man who is to be my interrogator. He is standing, I am sitting, but my gaze instinctively seeks out this man's face. It's not an attractive face. I can see immediately that he knows the impact his appearance will have on a young woman. Really, a child, snatched from the streets without warning. He knows everything about my terror. He is tall, fat, and bald, and he stinks. I don't know whether the stink comes from his breath or from his body, but it is foul, like rotting meat. He is perhaps 50 years old, with an untidy beard streaked with gray. He wears a long shirt hanging out over his trousers. He draws himself up, even more fully erect, and stares down at me, as if to reinforce the dominance not only of his stature, but of the power he has over my life. Some part of my mind, even in the midst of my fear, recognizes that this man is enjoying himself, and that this is only the beginning of his enjoyment. He has already summed me up, pampered middle-class princess from the university, playing at politics and street protests against the regime. I'm a toy to him. Maybe he hates me, too. But more important than his hatred is the enjoyment I will provide. I'm guessing at his opinion of me, of course. The only things I can really be sure of are my fear and the aching desire to be safe, to be in the care of someone, my father, my mother, who wishes me exactly the opposite of what this man has in store for me. I know where I am, or at least I can guess. This is Evin Prison, in northern Tehran, some miles from my home in the inner suburbs. I have heard of this place. Everyone I know, all of my friends from the university, has heard of it. We all know it is a place to be avoided, but only in the way that the good people in children's stories know that they must avoid the ogre's castle. It did not truly occur to me that a good person, I, could be dragged into this bad place.